right, welcome back to the College Station Cougar High Football pregame show. Coach Steve Huff and Coach, before we talk about Waller, let's take a look back at last week. It wasn't 70-0 as, you know, 2 years ago, actually a year ago. But I thought your team played with a pretty level, intensity level, didn't have any drop-offs. You got some guys back and also gave some other guys that hadn't had a lot of varsity experience a chance to get out on the field. And I thought that was more important than scoring a couple more touchdowns and getting a crazy, you know, statistical number out there as far as the score.
Right. I think one thing when I look back at that game was, the lack of reps that we had the first half on offense. We did score points, and we scored also on defense. But they did a great job of ball control on offense, which we knew going in the game that's what they would do. They get in there with one, two, and three backs, and they're going to keep the ball away from you. And if you don't do a good job on first down, I think at one point we had run six plays, I think, from the end of the first quarter to about the middle of the second quarter, something like that. But we only had like 20 plays at halftime. So as odd as the, flow of the game was, still like the way the kids went out with intensity level and struck quick, and we thought that would be a key in that game.
Really, you're, you know, less than 10 yards away from having three backs go over 100, which, you know, coming off a week where you set a record for passing yardage in a game by a quarterback, then the next week you're able to get a tremendous rushing attack going. It shows against your team has versatility for whatever they're seeing in the box against them. Your offense is able to adjust and really make plays happen.
Again, kind of oddly enough, Terry comes in the second. In the second half, and has the most carries. I think Colby had six the other night, and Roderick had three, which is not what we're looking for. But again, both those guys, hit some runs in there and put it in the end zone. And then Terry did a lot of the groundwork in the second half. So I was happy for all of them. It's good. I think everybody wants the stats. I think our kids are pretty good about, we keep them very grounded about not worrying about that, about, taking care of the team in that situation and getting other guys more carries. So, again, the other night, but that was a very nice output by those three guys to see that kind of yardage.
And it's not really mop-up duty, but I'm saying a guy with fresh legs in the second half, historically for y'all, has been a guy where they prove themselves, they get an opportunity, and a couple years later, they're a feature guy. So for Green, to have that kind of output, when you're talking about putting a guy in with fresh legs, it really can hurt a defense that's been worn down by some of your other guys.
Yeah, and Terry obviously played quite a bit last year at times, especially early on. Got a lot of carries, but works hard for us all the time, and he's always ready to go, and he makes the most of his opportunities. And he's right there. He's right there with those guys every day in practice and game wise. He's always ready to go. So it was good to see him get unwound the other night because it's nice to see his speed get unlegged a little bit.
Now they got their tailback back for the first time since scrimmages that got to play last week for them. Do you think they're the kind of team that if you don't pay attention to that, Cannon Creek can sneak up with them with that kind of, limit your opponent's offensive possessions and that snapping 3 or 4 seconds left in the play clock? They can shorten some games against some other people and be in some ball games in the second half.
Yes, and we talked about that a little bit as a staff. I really like what Coach is doing over there, and that's a very in a way, it's kind of frustrating. We're a pretty fast-paced team on offense, so we want to get the ball and go, and hopefully at times we can do that. But when they can grind that type of time off the clock, they didn't even break the huddle the other night. There was 10 seconds left on the play clock. We're getting antsy if there's 10 seconds left on the play clock. So it's kind of like you look at it. I think there's no doubt that with the way they run their offense, they're already have people's attention because it's going to be a situation where if they have the ball, you better be really, really good on first down because they'll keep the ball away from you.
You got Austin Sosa back. You put him in the ball game in the second half. I thought that put a little bit of pressure on your offensive line. You got a guy coming off a problem with his legs. You don't want anybody at his feet. I thought they did a great job of keeping the pocket clean for him. And I know he didn't hold the ball very long, but still, it was good to see that offensive line, have a game where they really stonewalled the defense in the second half.
Yeah, that group, all of those kids in there, all of them play almost equal amount of reps every day in practice. So, again, you look at the ones that were in there in the second half there at that point, there's very little drop-off, if any drop-off. I think the only drop-off would be if somebody plays a different position, sometimes they'll roll around there, because those kids, they're so smart. The offensive line, the intelligent level of those kids, it just amazes me at times, because they'll play right tackle and they'll play in left guard, and so we move some of those kids around. But absolutely have the most confidence in them to get the job done up front, and again, they did it in the ground game second half.
I thought Sosa played pretty good in the second half as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. Austin's, I think this week, has been getting closer and closer to 100%. Looks a lot better in practice. He's actually, I've seen him cut on his ankle a couple times this week. Which is not really his ankle, it's his Achilles. But again, when you look at that and see the speed come back, it was good to see him get in and get that the other night. And I watched him punt in pregame the other night, and there was no doubt that the adrenaline was flowing, because he was nailing some punts. Although we didn't put him in because of the same situation when somebody rolled up on his ankle. But we're getting close.
All right, Coach Walter comes in. I know a change in coaching. So they're really the outlier with what the offense they ran last year. Want to have a little bit more balance, but I look at their team. Veteran on defense, lots of young players, juniors, I think one senior on their offense. Is it better to see them get away from the offense they were running last year with a great tailback, or, you know, did it really matter because they're still going to want to control the football in the ground game?
I think, you look at what they're doing right now, and probably where they're headed is probably a little bit different, because I know what Coach has done in the past and some of the things they've done 7-on-7 in the past, and you look at it and you really think the direction probably is starting to mold. But at the same time, you're right, defensively they are a veteran group, fly around, very physical group. They'll do a lot of things in the secondary. We've seen, straight man free, different types of zone looks, but they do a good job, and they're very, very physical up front. So we're definitely going to have to be on good angles and get on blocks and stay on blocks.
Is when you have coaching changes like this, you talked about 7-on-7 and having some prior knowledge, does that make the tape that you get more important, or are you talking to old foes, or how do you go about getting game plan for a new coaching staff coming in that's really only played one district game against your competition that you normally see?
We did by district rule, we trade out 3 games video. So, we get to see it. They did have a game that was canceled due to weather against Sealy, I believe. So we have 3 games. But you look at, for us, we're going to look at and see kind of like commonalities on somebody else's defense to our defense and what they did against it. And then offensively, same thing. We're going to look at commonalities on defense, what somebody did and how they – I mean, on their offense, how they attacked the defense. So, but I think, yeah, there's not a huge familiarity with what they do. But for us, it's kind of looking at, I think, the continued direction that they're going. And so, and they're getting better and better every week. There's no doubt about it. I realize where they're at right now, but that's not from lack of effort. I'll promise you that.
With getting some guys back healthy and you're starting to see those guys come back. I know that, talk about next week, but it seems like this week is another chance to really establish this team and its identity as far as what you're going to do defensively against these teams that are going to have a lot of knowledge of you and what you're going to do. Because after this, everybody you play is a returning staff, does have good knowledge of you, and really they're adjusting to how you've changed your offense a little bit.
I think we're going to do what we do. We try to get better every week at what we do. I think that where we get in trouble is when we try to get outside of our own comfort zone, our own box, out of our skin. So the reality of it is, we talk a lot about as a staff, it's really not what people are doing to us; it's what we're doing to ourselves, and trying to maintain that and get better and make sure we're continuing that every week. And I think it's kind of how that's our approach on both sides of the ball, because you come up with extravagant game plans that it all looks good on paper, but the bottom line is the kid has to execute it, and what they worked on for 18 practices during the spring and what they work on during the 3 weeks of preseason or 4 weeks during preseason, that's where we're at. And for us, the wholesale changes and things for people are not going to happen. We're not hard headed about it, but at the same time, I think we know where our kids are, what they're best at, because we've seen them a lot, and we just try to fine tune that. So for us, it's a very small box, and we try to stay in it and just get better at that.
We talked about it last week with the Thursday game again, and then you had the homecoming the week before. You know, until and if you're in the playoffs, now y'all know that y'all got a set week. Everything's the same the rest of the way out. You said it really didn't affect this group, but how can that consistency, you know, improve what you're trying to do?
I think when the kids know our practice schedule, they know what's going to happen on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We wouldn't have to tell them what's going on. They know exactly what's going to go on in the weight room, what's going to go on outside. But I also like the little changes in there and the kids' adjustment to it, because it does throw a little breath of fresh air out for the kids to get a little bit of change in there. So when we look at the weeks and the consistency in weeks, it's great. But at the same time, I don't know, like this week, you know, we say, well, it's a regular week. We really don't know what a regular week is, because if it's not a changed game or getting a different JV game somewhere else because somebody dropped us, if it's not the weather, then it's some school activity, something the kids have to go to or attend, or a shortened school day or a rearranged schedule. So it's always something, and I think it's good for all of us. It keeps us on our toes. And as much as we look at all of our games on Friday night the rest of the way out, I think it's next week or the week after we're going to be in a really strange situation with 2 days out of school and bringing the kids in at different times. And so it keeps the kids on toes, but besides that, it keeps the coaches on their toes.
And this group, it really hadn't affected where some other teams, they wanted to have that continuity.
Right. I think these guys adjust. And for the most part, our kids, especially the last 3 years or so, have really adjusted well, because we've had some strange weeks, strange schedules, playing on Saturday early in the year, playing on Thursday, game change to Thursday. Just a lot of things. Plus, like I said, all the school stuff going on, plus testing is going to be coming up pretty soon. So it's always something, but at the same time, a good enough thing is we have a veteran staff that's gone through it, and so the guys make and bump those adjustments real quick, and the kids just fall in place.
All right. Thanks. Good luck this week, Coach.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's Coach Steve Huff. When we come back, more of the pregame show here on Maverick 100.9 FM.